Anyway, you know what? I mentioned this to you earlier, and I really do want to get down to it, because all of us struggle with, you know, who we are sometimes, and generally we can take our gender and like our identity for granted. But what if you didn't fit into the idea of, you know, male or female labels when you're assigned them at birth? Because that is exactly what's going on tonight on a TV3 documentary called Irish Lives, My Transgender Journey. And it tells the story of three people as they search for a sense of their own identity and to be recognised in their true gender. So Sam Blackensey, what's happening, man?
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Sam Blackensey is one of the people that's on that documentary. And Sam, you are a 20-year-old, you're in UCD, and you made the transition from female to male with the full support of your family.
Yeah. My parents have been really supportive.
So explain this to me, because I'll be honest with you, this is really interesting. I never have met someone with this story. So you're born and, you know, whatever, 20 years ago, and you're born and you feel that you're in the wrong body.
Kind of. I mean, like, the way I would see it is my body, parts of my body don't match up with my identity.
Sure.
And so, obviously, I was assigned female at birth and just realised I didn't identify with it when I was in about fourth year, when I found out that trans existed. So
it fourth year of secondary school?
Fourth year of secondary school.
Okay, so you were about what, 15? 16?
16, I think.
So at 16, you're like, this doesn't feel right. There's something wrong here. Or, you know, you don't feel comfortable.
I mean, it was kind of like a bit earlier. So I would have come out as a gay woman, but for needing to be more masculine. So I was presenting in a very masculine way even before I came out as trans or even realised that I could be trans. Mm-hmm. So once I realised I could be trans, it was like, oh, right, okay. And within a couple of months, I'd actually started coming out to people because...
As a trans?
As a trans man, yeah.
So when you say you were a woman that was attracted to women, so you were a woman who was a gay woman, as you say.
Well, I would never have seen myself, as in now, it's like I was never really a woman.
You were a man, exactly. Because that was what fitted into, I get you, yeah. I see what's going on here. So what age did you come out at, so to speak? Because that must have been difficult as well, in its own way.
I came out as trans.
As you know, being, because you know the way you said you identified as being a gay woman.
I came out as LGBT when I was in second year of school to someone.
Okay, wow,
of
that
my
must
family.
Have been tough.
And how did they take it?
Everyone was really supportive at that stage, and then eventually when I did come out as trans, it was harder for people. I came out...
To understand the concept of it, okay.
Yeah, I mean, like for my parents, the idea of seeing me in a different way. So, like, they kind of went through a grieving process where they had to, kind of see that I wasn't their daughter and kind of realize they had a son. Mm-hmm. So I think they went through a bit of a grieving process. And my friends, it was very much explaining to them what trans was.
And how did your friends react? How did your peer group react? Are they still your friends?
I actually didn't have all that many friends in school because I was in an all-girls school and I didn't really fit in. They didn't really know how to relate with me. I didn't really know how to relate with them. And then since I've come out, I actually am friends with more of my peer group in school than I was when I was in school with them.
Of course.
But there was no negative reactions from my class. Like, I came out like 3 weeks before the leaving cert. I presented as male at my Debs. Everyone changed name and pronouns for my Debs. And when I started university, I went in and the first day... I was really trying to kind of say that I was Sam and male pronouns and kind of really even be stealth so that nobody would know I was trans. They'd just see me as a guy.
It was a clean start.
Yeah.
You're just Sam exactly coming in and being you. Yeah. So I guess the real question then is, you say you came out as, or you realized that you were a trans person. Then what happens then? I mean, do you take surgery? Do you do modifications to your body? Did you feel you weren't comfortable in your body? What happens then, you know?
So for me, I went kind of down a path of social transition first. So I completely changed the way I was kind of presenting and seen by society. And then I went to a gender therapist. So in Ireland at the time, there was one gender therapist in Dublin.
What's a gender therapist?
So basically it's somebody who specialises in trans identities. So there's very few of them around. I think there's literally no one in Ireland at the moment because the guy I went to see is now in France. But there's people who do it still. Like, so there's still kind of psychiatrists who you can go to or psychologists. But I went to him.
And why did you go to him? Why does one go to them?
because he's the specialist anyway. So you go and you have to get diagnosed with gender identity disorder.
Okay, so that's what happens. You sit down, you tell him your story, and he says, yep, you are a man who has been assigned the wrong gender.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what happens?
And then you go on a waiting list to see an endocrinologist.
Oh, God.
And what is that? So, sorry about this, I just really don't know. I'm like a kid.
So basically it's somebody who deals with hormones.
Endocrine. Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. That's a word I remember from science in school. Yes.
Yeah.
So
well done, Chris.
Yes. Yeah. I am here, let me answer that question. Endocrinologist. So then you have to go through hormone treatment.
You don't have to. I think that's the biggest
thing. You must have.
I did. But
because you look extremely masculine, if you don't mind me saying. You don't look like you were ever anywhere near a girl.
But I only went on testosterone a year ago. So
how did you find
what's
that?
What's that like?
Because as a female, to have, like as in a female body, to have testosterone put into it. Did you go mad?
As a female, estrogen and all the hormones that females have to deal with half the time, you're just like, oh my God. And then the thought of injecting, you know, testosterone into you, that's a whole other bag of, you know, crazy, honestly, you know?
It was a bit crazy for a while. I mean, like,
you must have been a wreck. You must have been benching things and throwing things off walls and...
Well, for me, like, I sing quite a bit, so I was...
Did your voice deepen?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have thought so.
I mean, I was a soprano.
No way.
I was a soprano, and now I'm a bass. And it's so for that, in the last year, it's been trying to re-find a singing voice that I had so easily before, and now it's like, where the hell is my range?
Oh my God, that's fascinating.
So did you find an increase in strength or, you know, anything like that from it? Like, was it weird? Were you like, what is going on with me?
I mean, yeah, it's a lot easier to put on muscle now. Like, it's so much easier.
I'm going
to
inject some testosterone. Put me some muscle.
You don't need any more.
What's that supposed to mean? All right. So then what happens? Because I presume if you started to undergo this process when you were 16, 17? When did the hormones start?
I started hormones when I was 18. So
you must have been a fully developed, like you must have had breasts and...
Actually, 19, I was 19.
So you had breasts and everything?
Yeah, I had...
What happens to those? And I'm not trying to be...
So over Christmas, I went over to America.
Sure.
And I got top surgery, as we call it. So basically chest surgery. And
is that like a double mastectomy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you had your breasts removed?
Yeah, and then it's reconstructed in a way that's aesthetically male. So it's very much about... Like, so that's the only difference between that and a normal mastectomy would be the fact that it's an aesthetically male chest. But in Ireland, you can get it done. The waiting list would have been I would have been still waiting now another maybe a year. Okay. So whereas I managed to get it all done within 6 months, and I'm pretty much fully recovered now. Whereas
Is it difficult to recover from? Is there a lot to it?
No, actually, I thought it was gonna be an awful lot harder than it was. I was kind of laid up in bed for a week, but after that week, I was barely taking any painkillers. I was getting back motion, and within 6 weeks, I was able to do everything normally. I was back at college about 2.5 weeks after surgery. Like, it was so easy. I didn't even have to take any time off.
When you come across someone and you're romantically interested in them, how do they deal with your story? Like, do you say it straight up?
I do, yeah. I mean, most people would know already. I'm really, really open about it, especially in college, which is where I would meet
most
people.
That's good, though. I mean, you should definitely. You'd never hide any of that stuff, nor should you have to.
So if anyone is romantically interested in me, they would already know. So it's kind of not a shock or whatever. I mean, recently, it's kind of like just even... I was in a relationship during the time the documentary was filmed, and I haven't been in one since. Mm-hmm. So it's very much just trying to find a way to kind of be me and find people who are attracted to me for who I am.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting as well, because you say that you're very upfront about it and you say it from the get-go. I didn't even realize you could do this. This is how ignorant I am on this. You can have your passport changed you got your passport changed to now say male.
Yeah.
But the problem is that you can't do it with the birth cert.
Yeah, that's because Ireland seemingly is the only EU state that does not provide a legal kind of mechanism for recognition of transgender persons. So that must be frustrating.
It is. I mean, especially because they're kind of mandated by the EU to do so. Yeah, so the European Court of Human Rights passed.
They said that you should be able to change the birth cert, right? Then what the hell's our problem then?
In 1997
get on
or something
Ireland.
As well.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
Oh, wow. We were just a little slow. Yeah, we'll get around to it, I guess. Jesus.
Yeah. Next couple of months, I
hope. Yeah, exactly. So I tell you, man, it's some story. It really is. It's crazy.
So are you excited about the documentary airing tonight?
That must be terrifying.
I'm really excited to see it because it took so long to kind of get it done.
How long were they doing it for?
So it was, we started in June. I think we finished filming in about October. And it's kind of like just been waiting for it to come out and to see what way it's all presented. And
yeah, see, this really is it. Have you seen it? Like, I mean, maybe you look crazy in it, you know? I'd be worried about that. I'd be like, oh my God.
I'm sorry, if there was ever a documentary on Chris, he would come out looking crazy.
Never going to be a documentary of me. I'd make sure of it. So, I mean, that must be nerve-wracking because they followed you for months.
I mean, it's not too nerve-wracking. I really like the team that put it together, and I know the other people who are in it as well, and like everyone's really nice. So
yeah,
I think
this is
going to be really positive.
Exactly. This is a really, really positive thing, and it's on tonight on TV3, and it's called Irish Lives, My Transgender Journey.
What is it on, Ciarán?
It's on TV3. It's called Irish Lives, My Transgender Journey.
And what time is that on at? 9 o'clock?
It's on at 9. Okay, great.
I was just doing that annoying radio ad where we keep asking each other the same question. So, you watch it, for God's sake, 9 p.m. on TV3 tonight. Sam Blankensey, I tell you what, this is some story, but thank you for coming in with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Follow us on Twitter. @RTE2FM.